Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, as you have mentioned, the work is ongoing on the group of experts on international railway passenger hubs. A summary of the current work is included in document 2022 number 8. So I've also, as you've said, prepared a short presentation just to give an update on where we are. Next slide, please. So just to remind everyone of the background, the group of experts was set up following an extremely interesting workshop that we had on the development of international passenger rail transport in the context of ITC Resolution 264. The activity started in 2021, continued this year, and as you mentioned, Mr. Chair, our mandate expires next year in 2023. The objective really is to facilitate the growth of international passenger transport by rail by offering passenger stations, or as we have called them and as they're generally known in our work as hubs, with harmonized high-level parameters and services that can be recognized when passengers are arriving at or departing from the relevant cities. Next slide, please. So the work of the group focuses on a number of specific items in its terms of reference. A being identifying the technical and service parameters necessary for the definition of an international railway passenger hub or hubs. B, identifying which stations on the AGC should be defined as an international railway passenger hub and its type as appropriate. C, identify what legal instrument or tool should be used to define and implement these international railway passenger hubs and draft the necessary legal provisions. Next slide, please. D, analyze the legal framework governing international passenger transportation in order to identify restrictions hindering the development of international transport by rail in east-west traffic and prepare recommendations for its improvement. E, prepare a document on measures to support international rail carriers in the context of the crisis caused by the pandemic of the new coronavirus infection, COVID-19. And F, propose a way forward in the form of a report to the Working Party on Rail Transport for consideration. Next slide, please. So, on parts A and B, identification of stations. This is where we currently stand. We have in the group agreed a definition of what an international railway passenger hub is. I won't read through it now. It's fairly long. It's a very long definition, but it's important that it covers everything, and in any case, it is included, as I've mentioned, in document 2022-8. We have also done an initial identification of stations on the AGC to be selected as hubs. This is something that, of course, is still being refined, but the current version of that list of stations, let's say, is in document 2022-8. Next slide, please. On the technical and service parameters, we have really sought to identify what is needed, so to provide departing and arriving passengers with an environment that facilitates accessibility to the railways for international travel. How this can be done by identifying key station attributes that make the use of the station. These current proposals are included in in the specific document for the group, which is EC Trans SC2 Hubs 2022 number 9. We have actually put this document out to consultation, let's say, to get views by the end of October of these technical parameters and what member states and experts believe should be included in those. We have already had a number of responses, and as a result, we will update that document based on the responses that we have received. Next slide, please. In item C, in identifying the legal instrument or tool, we have also made significant progress. The group, first of all, has agreed that the best way forward is to modify the AGC rather than create a new legal instrument or just a tool or guidelines of some sort. There are draft proposals for modifications to the AGC included in the HUBS document 2022 number 10. We have discussed this at our last session in September, and we have received some comments on potential modifications. An updated version of those potential modifications will be shared with the group in April of 2023 at our next session. It is, of course, very important to note, as we mentioned as well, as we discussed a bit in agenda item four, if I'm not mistaken, no, five, sorry, that whatever is decided in terms of what potential modifications of the AGC need to be made, those modifications can only be proposed by a contracting party to the AGC. So if and when the group reaches conclusion and agreement on what potential changes should be to the AGC, it needs to be a contracting party of the AGC that actually then proposes those modifications to be discussed at by the contracting parties here at our SC2 session. Next slide, please. In terms of analysis of the legal framework, the group noted with great pleasure the work done by OSJD in this area and looked in detail at the document that they had produced, which the group reproduced in the Hubs document 2021-7 and is now available in all three ECE languages. They have agreed that no further analysis is needed, as this is already an extremely comprehensive document, and it's something that we are very pleased as a key output, let's say, of as a key input rather than an output of the work that has been done by OSJD and a key component of the work of the Hubs group. Next slide, please. Part E, as you recall, mentions a document on support to international rail carriers. This area is also complete, and a publication has been prepared on support to international rail carriers, in the context of the pandemic. It is called Railways at the Centre of the Post-Pandemic Recovery, Measures to Support International Rail Carriers. You can see an image of the publication on the right. It is available to download as of, I think, last week from our website. And it covers, of course, all the work done in Hubs and the expert input that we received from experts in the Hubs group, as well as the information provided in the workshop we had here at SC2 last year on the role of railways in a post-pandemic recovery. Next slide, please. That's it. Of course, item F, which is reporting on the work done by the group, has not been started yet, as the work of the group has not finished, and we will, obviously, the group will prepare that at its second session in 2023 to present here at the working party in November of next year. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm very happy to answer any questions that you may have on that.